Okay, Brendan, we'll move on to the action this weekend. Round four of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. It's the last round before we hit the knockout stages. And, of course, there is eight further games down for decision. We do know who the top eight are going to be. It's about basically placings for the quarterfinals. You've Connell Gwydor, Kilcar, St. Eunan's. We've also got McCool's, Glenfinn, Michaels and Bundoran, all assured of a last eight finish, but it's about who really is going to play who. But the big game is at the O'Donnell Park, St. Eunan's against St. Michael's. That's going to be our feature match on Sunday Sport. I suppose your predictions on that one going into it, Brendan.
Yeah, and we've spoken about this game. It's an attractive tie. St. Michael's have 6 points on the board, but they haven't really been blown. You know, they haven't really been playing great football as such. They've struggled over the line in a couple of them games. Now, they have had tougher games. But I think the big issue for St. Michael's coming into this game is, you know, the injury list that they have at the moment. And, you know, outlined, they've a number of players missing before the season even started. And these are key players. These, you know, for a team like St. Michael's to lose the quantity of players that they have, the likes of Witherow, Oisin Langill, Daniel McLaughlin, not been available for the year is a huge blow to them. And then on top of that, for Michael Langan, after 10 minutes the first day to pick up an injury after scoring a brilliant goal, you know, he's going to be a big loss. Christy Toy picked a knock-up, as did Stephen Doak. So are they going to be available for this weekend? Because St. Michael's wouldn't have the strength and depth that perhaps the top four clubs have, and they wouldn't be able to withstand losing them four players. Now, I think they've done really well. I think they'll be really happy with 6 points today. Gary O'Neill, he's doing a really good job down there. So I'm wondering, do they just kind of think, listen, we're in the quarterfinal, let's try and get a few of these injured players back in the field. It'll give them another 3 weeks or two weeks to get ready for a quarterfinal. On the St. Eunan side, you know, I was really impressed with them last weekend against Killybegs. They're very strong defensively now. Okay, they've lost Conor Morrison to what appears to be a serious injury, but they have so much backup. And you know, you look at last weekend, Darren Mulgrew hadn't featured in the championship, came in and played a really, really good game for St. Eunan's in the middle of the field. He was involved in a lot of the important stuff that happened in the game. And then we look at their forward line. We see the likes of Shane O'Donnell really stepping up to the plate. But Eunan's are a very young side and they're learning and improving all the time. And they really will want to be pushing on in order to get a home quarter final in this game. And I think the fact that they have home advantage is a major factor here that could be just enough to see them over the line against St. Michael's, with both teams still making it through to the quarter finals, Oisin.
Yeah. The bottom eight teams are technically still fighting relegation. That's Four Masters, Glenswilly, St. Noel's, Milford, Killybegs, Termond and Low, Ardra, all involved in the mix there, with Termond bringing up the rear off the table. Dunlow are meeting Killybegs. This is a big relegation battle, and even if one of these sides win come Sunday, there's still a likelihood that they could be involved in the relegation playoffs in the last four, despite taking a win, Brendan.
Yeah, and it's intriguing, you know, that there are so many teams that are caught up in this relegation battle and they won't want to finish in the bottom four. Now, listen, they're going to get another couple of chances in any case, so it's not the be-all and end-all. But you look at Dunlow, you know, they were unlucky. They put up a good fight last week away to Four Masters. It's home to Killybegs. Killybegs, we expected a bit more from Killybegs at the start of the championship. They've really struggled. Like, they've lost the three games, a couple of them heavily. You know, they've a score difference of minus 38, you know. But I feel they're somewhat better than that. Now, that to travel to Dunlow, and we all know, everyone that plays has played club football in Donegal knows that Dunlow isn't the easiest place in the world to go and get a result. The pitch isn't the best. So, but that said, I can see a bounce back from Killybegs this weekend. They're not going to be happy with themselves. Huey is back. Having the game under his belt after having an injury for a few weeks will help him. And I just feel that Killybegs may have too much here that might be enough to maybe creep them out of that relegation bother. That would leave Dunlow, obviously, then on 0 points, and they would finish in the bottom four, Oisin.
Yeah. It's interesting to note as well, a lot of these teams that's in the bottom four are all at home at the weekend as well, Brendan. The likes of Ardra and Termond and Glenswilly, who's in that battle as well, and Milford are hosting Four Masters. But in Ardra, they're ticking on Bundoran. Can Ardra bounce back from their defeats so far in the competition? Can they trouble Bundoran? Or the fact that Bundoran are in the quarterfinals already and have two wins under the belt, will they be too strong for them?
You would expect Bundoran to be too strong for Ardrada, despite the fact that Ardrada at home, Ardrada building a young team again, so they are, and they're going to find it difficult. I think Paddy McGrath might have picked up a knock. I know he went off early last weekend, so he would obviously be a massive loss if he wasn't available, because he would be seen as a huge leader, obviously, within this Ardrada team. Bundoran were impressive enough. You know, we saw them play in Ardrada or in Termin a couple of weeks ago. They have a fair bit of quality throughout the team, so they have, and, you know, the players that can step in, like the day down in Termin, Timmy Govrov wasn't very prominent, but last weekend then he goes out and shoots 1-4. So they have good forwards. Cian McNiff, you know, Gary Clancy, of course, if Jamie Brennan, then they'll have Paul Brennan back this weekend. So you would expect Bundoran to, you know, to try and gain momentum going into the quarterfinals and to go at this game gung ho and to try and beat Ardrada down in Ardrada. But it's going to be no easy task. Ardrada are a proud club, and you know they've been struggling in recent years, but they would like to see themselves, and it'll be a major focus for them to see themselves remain in senior football, and they always seem to find a way to do that.
On to the Burn Road, Termin against St Noel's, Brendan.
Yeah, really, really interesting tie. You know, Noel's currently sitting on 2 points with a score difference of minus 23. Like, and you look at Termin, but Termin have, you know, they've got the raw end of the stick in relation to the draw up to now. They've 0 points with a minus 58 score difference. So, you know, it's going to be difficult for Termin after taking a couple of heavy beatings. But I saw them play against Bundoran the day down the Burn Road, and they played a lot. That they did a lot of things right that day. They were somewhat unfortunate, and they were probably beaten by a better team. You know, Bundoran were the better team, were able to close it out in the end. But what I liked about Termin was their ability to stick with it and not throw in the towel, and they kept coming back every time Bundoran pulled away. So Termin again, you know, they're really starting off from scratch. They've brought in a lot of young fellas, and they probably lack a leader of or two at the moment. You know, Sean the Decent is out at the moment; he's not playing, and they lack a player of his stature that can basically bring a bit of, you know, experience to it. But that said, they still have some quality. If Enda McCormick can click form, if Dara Keelan-McDade can hit form, they have plenty of footballers all over the field, so they have. And I think at home, you know, fighting for their lives, I fancied them to just pip St. Noel's. Now, St. Noel's have made the step up to senior football this year, and they've been really well. They've picked up a win. You know, I know they went very defensive against Gidore when they played them at home, probably in a damage limitation exercise. It'll be interesting to see how they set up this weekend against Termin away from home. We don't know what the weather conditions are going to be like on Sunday. You know, it could be very, very windy, and these things will all have an effect on the game. But I would expect Termin at home, with senior status on the line, to really come out fighting and to put up a good show and possibly just about pull through Oisín.
Well, Termin are at the bottom of the table, and even if they do win, it doesn't guarantee them that they're going to get out of the last four due to having such a big minus score difference. Well, with a massive plus score difference is Niamh Connell, Brendan, and they've been handing out some hammerings in the opening three rounds, so they have. Next up for them is Glen Swilly. Will they be dishing out a hammering to the Glen men, or can Glen Swilly hold it tight at the back, keep the score down, and stay out of the bottom four?
Yeah, well, listen, I suppose it's an indication of the times we're in. You know, to be talking about Glen Swilly on the end of a hammering is strange talk for a team that have won three championships in the last 10 years. But unfortunately for the Glen, you know, they're not the power they were. Everyone, you know, it's generally acknowledged, you know, Big Neil isn't playing this year. He was the double act for Michael, so Michael Murphy down through the years. And they seem to be really struggling. Again, they're rebuilding. They're at home to Niamh Connell team that are just rampant, and they really look tuned in, Niamh Connell, this year. They're putting massive scores together. They're very focused on every game. They're not taking their foot off the pedal at any stage, no matter whether 5, 10, 15 points up. They still seem to want to hammer it home. They've got so much talent. You can look at the substitutes that they're bringing on week to show you the depth of talent that they have. So, listen, Glen Swilly, I don't see Glen Swilly at home taking a hammering from too many teams. I just think they have this inherent sort of pride built within them that they will set up, and that they'll be well organised for this weekend, not to let Niamh Connell run riot, because Glen Swilly will not want to get drawn down into that relegation battle. I know they're there at the moment, but if they can keep the scoreline tight, it should be enough to keep them safe.
Sitting second in the standings, and will have a home quarter final as Gidor, and their last game before the knockout stages in round four is at home at Mahragallan, taking on McCools, who will of course be in the quarter finals as well. Brendan, some people have questioned Gidor this year, given their performances, and maybe at times it has taken them slowly in the game to get into it, to a match. But then other quarters will feel that Gidor maybe are just pacing themselves and are going to start turning the screw once it comes quarter final time. What's your thoughts on the winners from 2018 so far this year?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, I would be very reluctant to question Gidor about Hampton. They've 6 points on the board, Ashin, and they've a plus score difference of 50. So, you know, I do appreciate why people are saying that to a degree, but, you know, they're winning their games, they're winning them comfortably. It's such an array of talent, and again, they're very strong squad-wise. They have a couple of players to come back, and of course, they have that man, Oran McNeilis, who at the flick of a switch can just turn on that swashbuckling style that we all know he has. Gidor are going to be there. I think they're a hurt team, that they're a burnt team from last year. Obviously, you know, losing the county final after that epic three-game saga with Niamh Connell. And I think come the knockout stages, you're going to see more of what Gidor are about. In relation to McCools, you know, they've done really well. They're going to be so happy up in Ballybuffet. They've unbeaten so far in the championship. 5 points on the board, guaranteed quarter final. You know, they have Oisin Gallen, who was supposed to be playing brilliant football, the two Rileys, Keegan. They've good footballers all over the field. It's been a great championship so far for McCools. And, you know, it is a big ask to go down to Mahragallan. And Gidor already know they're in a quarter final. Of course they're going to be playing, and they're going to be playing hard to win this game. So I can see them winning comfortably enough without having to overstretch themselves, Oisin.
And another side which will be very happy with their performance this year are Glenfin, who have secured a quarter-final berth. They're safe in senior football. That would have been their target at the start of the year, and they're going to wrap up round four with a home tie. But Kilkear are going to be the opposition. Kilkear, of course, almost secured off a quarter-final at home, but you would expect them to seal that place come Sunday, Brendan.
Yeah, and you know, both teams tied on 5 points, Glenfin at home. And I've spoke before about Glenfin at home, and they're going to be really difficult to beat, so they are in their home venue. But you just look at this Kilkear team, you know, and they were excellent against St. Junans in the first half out in O'Donnell Park, and they really caused St. Junans a lot of trouble coming from deep, runners coming from everywhere. But whatever happened in the second half, you know, they weren't that same force. But then they went out last weekend and really, you know, turned on the style, put up a massive score. They've scoring potential all over the field. From number five up, Kilkear will attack you and hurt you. And particularly from that, you know, middle third, they'll come at you and cause you trouble. And this is a major step up. This is a major ask for Glenfin. Can they contain this Kilkear team? Because when they get their tails up, they're really, really very good. Mark McHugh is playing brilliant football for Kilkear at the moment and is really the driver of this side. You know, we spoke before about them having their county players at training and available them 24/7. And that's going to make a big difference. And you look at, you know, the support, you know, I'm not calling them support, but you look at the likes of Matthew and Andrew McLean, Connor Doherty, Geir McGinley, without even looking at the county guys, Stephen McBrearty, they've a lot of talent on the field, so they have, that can hurt you and that are capable of putting up a big score. So Glenfin are going to be at the pin of their collar to contain this Kilkear team on Sunday. You know, we know how good Frank McLean is. He's the cornerstone of the Glenfin team. And Gerard Ward is putting up massive scores, but this is a different level they're going into. They're meeting one of the top four, and that's when the real tests start for some of these teams, Oisin. How can they cope with the pace, power, and finishing power of these top four teams? And that remains to be seen. We'll have an answer on Sunday evening. But I would expect Kilkear to come away with a win and finish on 8 points, Oisin, on that one, you know.
Okay, Brendan. The final game is the match we're going to send you to. You're going to Milford on Sunday to watch them host Four Masters. Going under the championship, someone suggested Four Masters would be odds on to get relegated, but that's now very much not the case after their one against Dunlow. Milford are at home, knowing that they have to win their last game, but it's a same sort of scenario with Dunlow and Killybegs. Even if they do win, they're not assured yet of a place in senior football for next year. Is this a tight one to call, is it, Brendan?
It really is, yeah. It is a tight one to call. Four Masters have made progress this year. They eked out a very good win with late goals against Dunlow last weekend. And, You know, they showed a lot of battling quality. I think they gained a lot of heart from the, put up a good performance against, albeit a Glen Swinney team possibly on the slide the week before. So, you know, they have made progress. The big Kevin McBrady in the middle of the park leading it out for them. But it's, and to pick up 2 points, they're in a fairly good position. But Milford, you know, have been somewhat unfortunate. They were unfortunate. They played St. Michael's. I think it wasn't the second game and were leading with time almost up. And a few late scores got St. Michael's over the line that day. They went down and they played fairly well against Bundoran for a period of time. But again, come unstuck against what were probably a better team. They're at home this weekend. You know, they haven't really got going in this championship. I felt, looking at them over the last few years, that they had a bit more potential. You know, they've Chippy Barrett, they've Luke and Kane Barrett, two, you know, really good footballers. Big Ryan McMahon in the middle of the field. Now, I suppose the concern for them is that their scorer-in-chief, I think Callum McGinnigan, picked up an injury last weekend. He kicks all the frees and he's really good. Like, every week you look at the match reports, Callum McGinnigan is coming in with 7 or 8 points from frees. So if he's available to them, I think Milford will have enough to sneak this one against Four Masters. Now, how that leaves the bottom of the table is kind of very imponderable, because it is so tight down there with scoring difference. You know, a lot of the teams have negative scoring difference. So it's going to be interesting to see Sunday evening how these games, when they do transpire, who's going to finish up in the top four. But it really is a toss-up, Oisin, you know. But I do expect Milford to come out and have a bit too much for Four Masters at home on Sunday.
Okay then, Brendan, that's the 8 games in round 4 of the championship. As we head into the last round before the quarterfinals, who do you see has been the predicted last 8 encounters?
Well, again, you know, it's very much looking like the big four are going to get them coveted home quarterfinal spots. Like, so you, what you're possibly looking at is Niamh Connell against McCool's, Gidor against Glenfinn, and then the last one is a bit more uncertain. Kilcar maybe against St. Michael's, and Unions against Bundoran. It could end up, I think, Unions against Michael's and Kilcar against Bundoran, depending on score difference on Sunday evening. But again, there are some interesting ties, but the big thing here is the big four are going to be at home, so you're possibly looking at this stage at the big four again making it to the last four in the county for the county semi-finals, as they did last year, Oisin. That would be my figuring of it at this stage.
Right, an even harder question. Who's the bottom four going to be?
Yeah, well, that is really difficult. And again, that goes back to, you know, it's going to come down to score difference. So it is, you currently have 5 teams on no points and 3 teams on 2 points. So any of them can be dragged into this scenario, into the relegation scenario on Sunday evening. You know, obviously, to determine no points minus 58 look to be in trouble, you know, that they are going to be part of it. And then after that, it depends on score difference, Oisin, and it could be a mix of any of them 8 teams, pending how results go. And that's what makes it really interesting. And, you know, you have some of these teams playing each other. You've done Low Killybegs, Milford, Four Masters. So, you know, they're massive games in the context of the relegation playoffs on Sunday.
You haven't answered my question, but I asked you who was the bottom four. Who do you think is going to be the bottom four?
Well, sure. I tipped Termin to pick up 2 points, actually, yeah, against St. Noel's, because I think they will win at home. But, you know, will that be enough to drag them out of the bottom four with this current minus score difference of minus 58? It possibly will not be, Oisin, and that's the unfortunate thing for the Termin lads, you know. Killybegs, you know, tip them to win. They could go to 2 points depending on how much they improve their score difference. So listen, Oisin, it's not a question that's really
what you're telling me, Brendan.
I'm not going to give you another 3. I can tell you it'll be one of Termin or four of Termin convention for a grad, although no one's been 3 or 4 masters.
All right. One thing is, Brendan, we're set for a blockbuster Sunday. 8 games all starting at 3 o'clock. Highlands main fixture is going to be at the O'Donnell Park at St. Unions against St. Michael's, and we'll have reporters at the other 7 round 4 encounters in the Senior Championship this coming Sunday. It's going to be a very, very busy day. Myself and Brendan will have the calculators out, I'm sure, through the course of the afternoon to see if we can find another 3 in that bottom 4. Brendan, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Oisin. Pleasure. Thank you.